What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 11 of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Listen, this is a personal development podcast. This is a podcast to expand your mind, grow your business, and take your life to levels that you were never thought were possible in your relationships, your business, your mental, and your physical health. That's the goal of this show. The goal of this show is for each and every single one of you to take one little tiny piece of advice, a tool, a trick, a tip, a hack, something that you can apply to your everyday life and be better than you were yesterday. So if you're looking to get into the journey of personal development and you want to take your life to new levels and you want to be on that path to success, then this is the podcast for you, because the tools, tricks, tips, and hacks that and ideas that I give you guys are things that I've learned through my personal experience and things that I've learned from mentors, coaches, and very high performance individuals, whether they're entrepreneurs, financial advisors, athletes, you name it. So with that being said, guys, let's get into some housekeeping here. Listen, there are no ads on this show. There are no fees for this show. There's no Patreon for this show. I'm simply doing this as a passion project and giving back to my listeners, the fans, my friends, my family, and anybody else who is willing to listen to me speak into a microphone. If you like the show, make sure you hit subscribe, send it to a friend, and share it to your social media, and be sure to tag me in it, guys. Thank you to everyone who has listened to the show this far. The podcast is officially on Spotify, Apple, CastBox, Google, Stitcher, as well as Podchaser. So make sure you go hit subscribe, share to your social media, like it, leave a review. And if you like or enjoy the content, please let me know. You can find me on Instagram at DylanEckes92, and you can find me on Twitter at Dylan_Eckes1. Dylan is DYLAN, Eckes is ECKES. Also, if you have any critiques, if you want to send me any topic suggestions, if you have any guests that you would like me to have on, or if you want to come on the show, you can send me an email at dylan.eckes1@gmail.com. Also, I've had a couple people ask me about guests and why my podcast length isn't a little bit longer. Listen, guys, I've done longer podcasts before. I do a longer podcast with a friend of mine. Listen, the content that I want to bring to you guys on this show is I want it to be outstanding. I want it to be great content. I want it to be gold mines of information, knowledge, advice, tips, tricks, hacks, all of that. I want it to be the best that it can be, but I also want it to be digestible. I do not want it to be 2 hours of me just ranting. Any episode where it's just solo is going to be 10 to 15 minutes tops. I do have guests lined up, and as for the guests, sometimes I'll have people that you may or may not know, but most of the time it's going to be people that are real life individuals with real life problems doing real life things, entrepreneurs, fitness instructors, relationship coaches, life coaches, you name it, I'm going to have them on. Like I said, you may or may not know them. They may or may not have a big name, but I want people that are willing to have in-depth conversations and people who are knowledgeable with what the subject matter that we are talking about. With that being said, today's episode is directed a little bit more towards entrepreneurs, business owners, people in sales, that sort of thing. Now, if you're listening to this and you aren't an entrepreneur or a business owner or in sales, give it a listen. You're going to like the content and you're going to like the topic. And the topic today is instant gratification and how that correlates to business and how you can apply this topic into your everyday life. And what I mean by that is I see this far too often with entrepreneurs. I see this far too often with people getting into a new career or starting a new journey in whatever they choose to start a new journey in. And is they want results right now. They want to be successful overnight. They want the cars, they want the money, they want the houses, they want the reputation, they want clicks and likes and follows, they want all these things, and they want it right now. They don't want to put in work, they don't have the patience, and I don't blame them. The way society is engineered today, And this goes for absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. One click of a button on our phone and we can have it. We can have food. We can have books. We can have hot tubs. We can have cars. We can have all of it delivered at our fingertips. And because of the way society has been engineered, it's produced laziness. It's produced people who aren't patient. It's produced people who think they can have things at the click of a button. And that's not how the real world works. It just isn't. And then there is the indoctrination from being a little kid. And what I mean by that is I grew up where if you won, you got first place. If you got second, you got second place. And you got third, you got third place. That was it. There wasn't any participation trophies. I think in early elementary, there might have been participation ribbons, but that was it. There was no trophies. There was a winner, and then there was a loser. And right now, because of the way society's been engineered and the way they teach kids nowadays, because they won't let anybody fail or be left behind, is we have produced a generation of people that think they're winners when they're not. And this is coming from a guy who, by his own standards, hasn't won yet. This is coming from somebody who dwells on his failures still. This is somebody who actually accepts and is willing to go through failure and learn from it and learn from their mistakes. And that's missing in today's society. It just is. I see kids, when I say kids, I mean people younger than me. I'm allowed to say that because I have kids as well. but I see kids and young people start a new career or start a new business or start college, and as soon as things get hard, they just curl up in a ball and they turn their heads away from whatever they wanted to set their mind to or their goals to. And that's another reason why people aren't successful or people aren't winners. And because instant gratification is so prevalent in today's society, is that not only do we have everything at our fingertips, not only are we socially engineered to accept the fact that everyone's a winner, but we also have this mindset as a generation. And when I say generation, I mean my generation and younger, millennials and younger. Yes, I'm a millennial. We have this mindset where when things get hard, we're going to quit, and people should accept that. And the problem that I see arise because of that mindset is that people are unhappy. People get more depressed more quickly. People, they go through life sad, without purpose or for meaning, and they don't understand that it's okay to fail. They don't understand that it's okay not to have 10,000 people follow you on Instagram. You know, it's okay to start something new, try something new. It's okay to do these things where there's a risk of failure involved. And if you fail, you learn from it and grow and expand your mindset and your emotional state. You do these things because it makes you a better person. And what we have is a generation a little bit younger than me that when things get hard, they want to quit. And because they quit, they will never become successful. And, you know, I see this far too often with people who are younger, but I'm also seeing it with people my age and older than me. And it's kind of a shame because I grew up in a generation with my parents where my dad was it was a simple mindset. Work hard, put food on the table for your kids, and that was it. You learn from your mistakes, you take it on the chin, and you go through life going through ups and downs, and you take it as a man or a woman, and you move forward. And we don't have that today. We have people asking for handouts, and when I say asking for handouts, I mean basically, if I fail, pick up my pieces for me. And the real world doesn't work like that. And unfortunately, the patterns that I'm seeing within society, because of the mindset of the younger generation, my generation included, that will become the norm. That will become the new normal, as we like to say nowadays, is that people aren't willing to go through failure and go through adversity to become successful. They want instantaneous wins. They want instant gratification. They want to click a button and make all their problems go away. And that's not how life is. So now the question bears, how do we break out of this current social construct of instant gratification and laziness and participation trophy ideology? That's what it comes down to, is asking yourself that question. And the first thing that I can tell you guys, if you're listening and you find yourself checking your email or your social media every 2 or 3 minutes, or you put weight into how many followers or likes that you get, or if you're starting a new journey in life or a new path that you're excited about and you feel that first bump of adversity, or feel a little bit of failure, or feel a little bit of hardship and you want to give up, the first thing I can tell you is social media is not real life. Do not put any weight into the amount of followers you have, the amount of likes you have, the amount of subscriptions that you have. It's nice to have a little bit of extra income if you make money off of it. It's great to promote your business or network with people in your industry. But as far as the perception or illusion that is social media, do not put weight into that. Find something that makes you happy. Find something that brings you enjoyment and fulfillment, something that you are passionate about, and work as hard as you can on that craft, at that thing. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. If all the social media sites went away tomorrow, if tomorrow the grid was turned off and we lost everything electronically, if we lost everything that has to do with social media or instant gratification, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash, Amazon, all of that, if all of that went away tomorrow, a lot of us would be wondering, what the hell do we do now? And that is not a good thing. And the first thing I can tell you guys is not to put any weight on that social media. The second thing that I'm going to tell you guys goes back to what I just said. Find that thing. Find your passion. Find your purpose and push that as hard as you can. Do not give up on it. Do not give up on your dreams. Do not give up on your goals. Do not give up on your vision or your purpose. Work on that as hard as you can, day in and day out. Take your lumps, take the adversity as it comes, do not quit. That's the last thing I have to say today, is if you have something you're passionate about, break the social construct that is our society today and that instant gratification. Put in some time, put in some patience, put in some effort, and work as hard as you can at being happy.